This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this is being recorded on February the 13th, 2018. This is the first in a series of podcasts based on Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. From this text, we are considering the immediate context of the phrase, faith in the working of God. Our text reads, "Having been buried with him through baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead." Colossians 2 and verse 12. To be saved from sin, one must be willing to put his or her faith in God's love and in God's power. We cannot save ourselves by any power of our own. We cannot merit our salvation. God will never owe it to us to save us. We cannot be saved by the inventions made up in the imaginations of the minds of men. Salvation is too important to be left up to human religious councils or conventions. We must leave it up to God. Men have long tinkered with God's remedy for sin. One group of false teachers in the first century taught that circumcision was necessary to be justified, Galatians 5, verses 1 through 4. Another group seemed to say that one could continue in sin, that grace may abound, Romans 6, verses 1 and 2. Still another group denied that Jesus had even come in the flesh and died for our sins, 1 John 4, verse 3. In the centuries since, other systems have been suggested by men. There is the penance system, the Calvinistic system. There are various cult systems and reincarnation. Things such as these are described in Scripture as matters which have, to be sure, the appearance of wisdom and self-made religion, but, continues, they are only the commandments and teachings of men, and therefore are said to be of no value. Colossians 2, verses 22 and 23. Jesus once asked some of his opponents, "The baptism of John was from what source, from heaven or from men?" Matthew 21, verse 25. You see, this is an important question in religious matters. Many seem to think today that such a question is rather silly and really does not need to be asked at all, but it does matter. Jesus said so, from heaven or from men. So then, since John's baptism is gone, we would like to take Jesus' question and rephrase it according to our own covenant, which now has been ratified by his blood. The baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of sins, what is its source? Is it from heaven or is that from men? Acts 2, verse 38. Now, let us consider the text again. Having been buried with him through baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians 2, verse 12. Next time we will consider having been buried with him in baptism. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I am John Quinn, and thanks for listening.